New York Breeze. Coming to you from New York, everyday stories and information for listeners in Japan. Welcome to episode number 9 of the New York Breeze, the podcast where you can listen in English and Japanese about life in New York City in easy-to-digest one-minute soundbites. I'm Chris in New York, and my co-host in Japan is Shoko.
Chris-san, 今回もよろしくお願いします。Shoko が日本語でお手伝いします。
Close your eyes, and you will hear the sounds of dry leaves on branches, rustling in the wind.Or rakes at work gathering fallen leaves. Open your eyes and cast your attention upwards, and you will see the bright yellows, fiery reds, ruddy browns, and festive oranges as the leaves change color in Central Park. Autumn ushers in a ton of fun things to do with cooler weather and against a backdrop of stunning seasonal colors. Today's episode is all about fall foliage in Central Park.
今回のエピソードは、セントラルパークの紅葉、
Fall foliage in Central Park
です。さまざまな色の紅葉が楽しめるのですね。鮮やかな黄色、燃えるような赤、赤みを帯びた茶色、明るいオレンジが挙げられていました。
Autumn is my favorite time of year in New York City. The cool, brisk air feels and smells fresher. It's the best weather for walking the city.Before we talk about where to find fall foliage in Central Park, getting to know your fall foliage colors is important. All over New York State, you will discover these common trees, the maple, oak, hickory, and tulip.
カエデ、オーク、ヒッコリー、チューリップがニューヨーク州全体で一般的なのですね。チューリップトリーを調べてみると、木蓮科の香木、ユリの木、とあります。
Maple trees, their red, orange, and yellow leaves epitomize fall colors. For me, growing up as a kid in New York, maple trees define my memories of fall, like jumping in leaf piles.
ニューヨークでもカエデは秋を象徴する色なのですね。
White oak trees, the leaves develop a purple hue when they turn. Tulip trees and hickory trees, their leaves turn yellow in October and November.
ホワイトオークの葉は紫に、ユリの木とヒッコリーの葉は黄色に色づくのですね。
Altogether, they form a chorus of color, and I'm excited to share some of my favorite places in Central Park to revel in nature's autumn opus.
いよいよおすすめの場所です。
One of my favorite places to see a colorful fall foliage display in Central Park is the famous wide pedestrian pathway we call the Mall.It forms the park's only intentional straight line. There's a cathedral-like canopy of American elm trees that cover the mall. At this time of year, that canopy becomes bright yellow. Trees you'll see, one of the largest and last remaining stands of American elm trees in North America. This archway of trees and their bright yellow leaves makes a stunning backdrop for taking a photo for a special occasion or a quick seasonal selfie.
ザ・モールは写真や映画でよく目にする広いまっすぐな並木道ですね。両サイドの木はニレの大木で壮大な大聖堂のような天蓋が黄色一色になるとは。
The very old cast iron Bow Bridge is a magical spot to take in the fall foliage in Central Park. Its classical Greek style has been featured in numerous films.This iconic bridge is found in the Ramble, a wooded area we introduced in our very first episode. It is here, in the depths of the park, far from the city's endless soundtrack, that the best fall foliage in the city is found. Trees you'll see. Here you'll see black tupelo, serviceberry, London plane, and some more American elm trees.
Bow Bridge は様々な映画に登場しますね。古くはウッディ・アレンの作品、マンハッタン、そしてリチャード・ギアとウィノナ・ライダー主演のオータム・イン・ニューヨーク。他にもスパイダーマン3やディズニーの魔法にかけられてなどなど。古代ギリシア様式の美しい橋と紅葉と湖の組み合わせは最高でしょう。
Check out the North Meadow and the Reservoir. Surrounding the playing fields of the North Meadow each fall are the colorful leaves of the hickory, maple, and dogwood. From here, it's a short walk to the reservoir. Take a walk on the bridle path surrounding the reservoir to catch all the colors. Trees you'll see. On both sides of the reservoir, you'll find cherry trees, very similar to those in Japan. On the west side, we have Kwanzan cherry trees, which turn bronze and red in the fall. On the east side, you'll find the Yoshino cherry tree, which turns yellow in autumn.
ノースメドウからレザボアに向かうのもおすすめなのですね。レザボアの西側には寒山桜、東側には吉野桜の紅葉も楽しめる。寒山桜？私は初めて聞いたので調べてみました。写真を見ると花は八重咲きで濃いピンク色です。日本では花は塩漬けにして桜湯の原料となるそうです。セントラルパークでは桜の花だけでなく紅葉も有名なのですね。
Let's change gears to talk about the ecological benefits of trees. We know that trees improve the environment and the health of a city in measurable ways. Trees can capture stormwater runoff, reduce energy costs, and make the air less polluted and easier to breathe.
環境保護の話題に移ります。樹木による恩恵を数値で確認しましょう。
Let's do the numbers. Benefits are calculated using formulas from the U.S. Forest Service.Carbon dioxide reduced each year, 615,067 tons. Value, $4,108,619. Air pollutants removed each year, 635 tons. Value, $6,640,379. Stormwater intercepted each year, 1,086,056,228 gallons.Value, $10,751,951. Energy conserved each year, 666,670,643 kilowatts. Value, $84,163,757. And there you have it. Trees' lives matter to our health and economy.
木の命が私たちの健康と経済にどれほど大切であるかがわかります。数字はウェブサイト NY Breeze でご確認ください。
Thank you for listening to the New York Breeze Podcast, episode number 9, Autumn in Central Park. We hope you enjoyed these highlights, and we are rounding out today's episode about another interesting tree-related service. Thousands of volunteers helped gather data for Trees Count 2015, our citywide tree census, and created the New York City Street Tree Map.For the first time, you have access to information about every street tree in New York City. I'll put the links in the description section of our podcast so you can check it out.
何千人ものボランティアのおかげで、ニューヨークのすべての街路樹についてのマップが完成したのですね。環境保護に関して意識が高い人が多いと感じます。この街路樹マップ、タイムリーな紅葉情報などの関連 URL もウェブサイトに載っています。ぜひご覧ください。
Thanks again. Peace.
それではクリスさんの英語をもう一度お聞きください。
Close your eyes, and you will hear the sounds of dry leaves on branches rustling in the wind.Or rakes at work gathering fallen leaves. Open your eyes and cast your attention upwards, and you will see the bright yellows, fiery reds, ruddy browns, and festive oranges as the leaves change color in Central Park. Autumn ushers in a ton of fun things to do with cooler weather and against a backdrop of stunning seasonal colors. Today's episode is all about fall foliage in Central Park.Autumn is my favorite time of year in New York City. The cool, brisk air feels and smells fresher. It's the best weather for walking the city. Before we talk about where to find fall foliage in Central Park, getting to know your fall foliage colors is important. All over New York State, you will discover these common trees, the maple, oak, hickory, and tulip. Maple trees, their red, orange, and yellow leaves epitomize fall colors. For me, growing up as a kid in New York, maple trees define my memories of fall, like jumping in leaf piles. White oak trees, the leaves develop a purple hue when they turn. Tulip trees and hickory trees, their leaves turn yellow in October and November. Altogether, they form a chorus of color, and I'm excited to share some of my favorite places in Central Park to revel in nature's autumn opus. One of my favorite places to see a colorful fall foliage display in Central Park is the famous wide pedestrian pathway we call the Mall. It forms the park's only intentional straight line. There's a cathedral-like canopy of American elm trees that cover the Mall. At this time of year, that canopy becomes bright yellow. Trees you'll see. One of the largest and last remaining stands of American elm trees in North America. This archway of trees and their bright yellow leaves makes a stunning backdrop for taking a photo for a special occasion or a quick seasonal selfie. The very old cast iron Bow Bridge is a magical spot to take in the fall foliage in Central Park. Its classical Greek style has been featured in numerous films. This iconic bridge is found in the Ramble, a wooded area we introduced in our very first episode. It is here, in the depths of the park, far from the city's endless soundtrack, that the best fall foliage in the city is found. Trees you'll see. Here you'll see black tupelo, serviceberry, London plane, and some more American elm trees. Check out the North Meadow and the reservoir. Surrounding the playing fields of the North Meadow each fall are the colorful leaves of the hickory, maple, and dogwood. From here, it's a short walk to the reservoir. Take a walk on the bridle path surrounding the reservoir to catch all the colors. Trees you'll see. On both sides of the reservoir, you'll find cherry trees, very similar to those in Japan. On the west side, we have Kwanzan cherry trees, which turn bronze and red in the fall. On the east side, you'll find the Yoshino cherry tree, which turns yellow in autumn. Let's change gears to talk about the ecological benefits of trees. We know that trees improve the environment and the health of a city in measurable ways. Trees can capture stormwater runoff, reduce energy costs, and make the air less polluted and easier to breathe. Let's do the numbers. Benefits are calculated using formulas from the U.S. Forest Service. Carbon dioxide reduced each year, 615,067 tons. Value, $4,108,619. Air pollutants removed each year, 635 tons. Value, $6,640,379. Stormwater intercepted each year, 1,086,056,228 gallons. Value, $10,751,951. Energy conserved each year, 666,670,643 kilowatts. Value, $84,163,757. And there you have it. Trees' lives matter to our health and economy. Thank you for listening to the New York Breeze podcast, episode number 9, Autumn in Central Park. We hope you enjoyed these highlights, and we are rounding out today's episode about another interesting tree-related service. Thousands of volunteers helped gather data for Trees Count 2015, our citywide tree census, and created the New York City Street Tree Map. For the first time, you have access to information about every street tree in New York City. I'll put the links in the description section of our podcast so you can check it out. Thanks again. Peace.